"Yes, David," she said. "Don't worry." But her face was sad. I arrived in London and told my aunt about Uriah. She was angry too. "Agnes can't marry Uriah," my aunt agreed. "I hate that man." One day, I was walking home from work when I saw a man outside a church. I went up to him and took his hand. "Mr. Peggotty," I cried. "This is a surprise. How are you?"
"I'm well, thank you, Mr. David," Mr. Peggotty said.
"And Emily?" I asked.
Mr. Peggotty shook his head. "There's no news of her," he said.
"Where have you been?" I asked.
"I've been to France," Mr. Peggotty said. "I can't speak French, but the people were very kind to me. I walked and walked, looking for Emily, but I didn't find her. So I came back to England and went to Yarmouth. There was a letter from Emily and some money at my house. The letter asked me to forgive her, but Emily didn't sign the letter. Here's the money." Mr. Peggotty showed me a £50 note. A woman was standing near us. I looked at her, but she did not go away. I knew her from Yarmouth. It was Martha Endels.
How is Ham?" I asked.
"He's well too, Mr. David," said Mr. Peggotty. "He works hard, but he's very unhappy."
"What will you do now?" I asked.
"I'll look for Emily," he said. "I have to go now. Goodbye, Mr. David."
Mr. Peggotty shook my hand and I watched him. He walked down the street and he did not look back. I could not see Martha Endels now. I walked on, feeling sad for Mr. Peggotty and sorry for Emily too. Dora's aunts wrote a reply to my letter. "You can come to our house and visit Dora," the letter said. "Please bring a friend with you."